Merry Christmas. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and his birth be born again into our hearts this night. Amen. The gifts under your tree come in all shapes and sizes. They come wrapped in a bright array of Christmas colors, decorated with all kinds of ribbons and bows. And it's not unusual for children to obsess over these gifts that they are going to receive at Christmas. When our four grown children were young, they were no different. Once their gifts were wrapped and placed under the tree, it was literally all they could talk about. They would shake and rattle every gift that had their name on it, and they would try to peek into the loosely wrapped ends of the gift where the tape had come undone, usually by their assistants. And whenever all failed, they would simply look at the size and the shape of the box to see if it matched the dimensions of those things that they had asked for. Now, they would, whenever this happened, our kids would, became so proficient at guessing what their gifts were going to be that Susan and I felt constrained to take countermeasures. We tried trick wrapping. We switched out the name tags so that each child unknowingly was shaking and sizing up the gift that actually belonged to one of their siblings. We even tried using no name tags at all. We began wrapping each child's gift in its own distinctive wrapping paper in a way that color-coded the identity of each child's gift without their knowing what we were doing. We did everything we could to protect the identity of the gifts and the integrity of Christmas up until that time that our children opened their gifts on Christmas Eve. Well, most of you know me, and one year, just for giggles and grins, I decided I was going to shake things up a bit. Our oldest child, Christy, and I went shopping on the morning of Christmas Eve without any of the others knowing it. And we returned home from the store with what I would call a mystery gift. Christy was able to go into her room and wrap it and hide it under the tree and avoid detection. And this was important since our kids had already gone through the gifts under the tree about as carefully and as thoroughly as detectives would investigate a crime scene. And I hope they would not go back and discover this newly wrapped gift under the tree. As soon as we got home from Christmas Eve services, as was the custom in our family, our children ran and changed into their pajamas, and then we all gathered around the tree to open their gifts. After they had opened most of the gifts, they finally noticed that one mystery gift. Even though the gift was for everyone, I let Sarah, who was our youngest, unwrap it. And being the youngest, I knew that she would be the least likely to notice the air holes punched into the top and on the sides of the gift-wrapped shoebox containing our mystery gift. Had our children been quieter, they might have been able to hear the faint scratching sounds and the tiny animal noises that were coming from inside the box. Well, anyway, when Sarah lifted off the top of the lid, close to a dozen live mice jumped out and scattered. Surprising and startling our children, much to their delight. In fact, we talk about it to this day. And my mother, who was spending Christmas that year, was probably admittedly less enthused about what I had done. Everyone else in the family was laughing excitedly as they watched the fast and erratic movements of those recently liberated mice running free around our family room. And I got to tell you, no one was happier about Christmas Eve and that surprise than our cat. He already liked Christmas. Every year he climbed the tree and he liked to bat around the bows on the gifts. But this Christmas, well, I'm pretty sure he thought it was the best Christmas ever. Okay, most of you have probably never gift-wrapped live mice and placed them under the tree, which, by the way, is your loss. However, you no doubt do have the holiday tradition of opening gifts with your family each Christmas. And Christmas can indeed be a joyous time for receiving and giving gifts to others whom we love and appreciate. And yet we must always keep in mind as Christians what these gifts can and cannot do for us. Gift-giving can certainly remain a part of a Christian family Christmas, as long as these gifts never become the primary purpose of our Christmas celebration. If Christmas ever becomes all about the gifts that we give and get from one another, we had better rethink our Christmas traditions. For then Christmas stops being all about the gift of God in Christ, who was born into this world to save us. You see, the gifts that we give and get at Christmas, well, they must never upstage the gift that God has given us in His Son. The gifts that you will go home either tonight or tomorrow to unwrap do not constitute Christmas. Only the gift of God, wrapped in swaddling clothes and found lying in a manger, defines Christmas and makes it worth celebrating. And even if we acknowledge that all the gifts that we give and get from others are gifts from God, still these gifts are not God. Only the baby lying in the manger is God. We must never overinflate the importance of the gifts that we give and receive. For the material gifts that wait for us at home under the tree can easily become idols if we allow it. We can make opening gifts under the tree more important than the gift of God born into this world so that He could be nailed to a tree for you and for me. The difference that I'm talking about is nuanced, it is slight, it is subtle, between our wanting God and our wanting the gifts that God is able to give. God is the gift. The gifts that we receive are not God, and that is a vital distinction. We must never allow the things that God created for us to be more important to us than the God who created them. For whenever we elevate the gift over the giver, we run into serious problems. And so you need to ask yourself on this Christmas Eve, what is the most important part of my Christmas or my family's Christmas? Is it the gifts that we will exchange, or is it the gift of God's Son born into the world so that later He might offer up His life in exchange for yours on the cross, in order to pay for your sins and to bring you back to God? We have it backwards if we think the gifts that we unwrap under the tree are what Christmas is all about. Rather, God is the gift. For God came gift-wrapped in swaddling cloths and was found lying in a manger so that by the grace of God He might taste death for every man. Again, the true gift of Christmas cannot be found under the tree. Although the true gift of God revealed to us in Jesus would be crucified on a tree. Now, I don't want to burden your conscience, because giving gifts at Christmas is not the problem. As Christians, you may feel free to be as generous and to give as many gifts as you want until your heart is content. The only spiritual obstacle to faith comes when those gifts become more important than the gift that God has given to us in His Son. We must never prefer the earthly gifts that we receive at Christmas to the heavenly gift that God gives us in Jesus. Sadly, whenever we are made to choose, and I include myself, we sinners are always inclined to prefer the gifts that we receive over the God who provides them. Our entire culture has it this way. Our culture wants to have and to enjoy God's gifts and blessings without ever acknowledging that there is a God who is ultimately the one responsible for what they have and possess. Like the angel on that first Christmas when he spoke to the shepherds, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. My friends, this is the gift of God, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but has eternal life. And so on this most holy night, not only are the gifts under the tree from God, but God is the gift. Through the birth of Jesus, God would give himself as a gift for the life of the world. What greater gift could we ask for from God? And what good news that God would be born into the world to bear our sins and to be our Savior. And so, take some advice. Before you bother shaking or rattling the gifts that are wrapped under your tree, know this, that the only gift that makes life meaningful and joyful isn't under the tree. For the gifts aren't God. However, God is the gift. And this night he comes to you again through the gospel, wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. Merry Christmas. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and keep your minds focused on the newborn King.